You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Ahead of Veterans Day, Governor Gavin Newsom visited veterans at the Los Angeles VA campus. Here are the governor's edited remarks.
We're here at a remarkably important and potent local VA that is delivering for veterans, not throughout this region, but also throughout the state of California and all across the country. And so I'm honored to be here with so many men and women that each and every day are not only putting shots in arms, but giving people shots of hope and opportunity and getting people back on their feet, giving people opportunities that otherwise wouldn't be afforded because of the extraordinary work that's being done in VAs all across this country. And so it's right to be here, day before Veterans Day. It's right to be here to celebrate. And many people over the course of the last few years have sat there bewildered at why there was a large encampment of tents of veterans, Americans, heroes, out there living on the sidewalk right here, right outside this facility. That's no longer the case. And I want to applaud Secretary of the VA. I want to thank the Biden administration. They quite literally picked up the call. Not the baton. The baton was dropped in the last administration. They picked up the call and made this a priority. They worked with local agencies. They worked with nonprofits. They worked with LA County. They worked with local officials. They did the right thing. They gave dignity and respect to our veterans. They deserved. Got them on the inside of these gates. Many of them gotten housing, permanent housing. Many getting support, behavioral health support, physical health support. But many are still struggling. And that's why I'm very proud of the work VA here has done to meet people where they are, to bring those tents on the inside, to create a pathway out of those tents at a pace that meets people's needs, to cohort our veterans in a way where they feel protected and respected. And today to announce that because of a contribution from Five Point and Lennard, they will be providing 86 tiny homes to our veterans on this site. Lennard didn't have to do that. They chose to do the right thing. They chose to be part of the solution. They could have pointed fingers. They could have talked about the way the world should be. Instead, they're doing something. Give them dignity, not just a tent, but a key, a lock. It's a tiny home, but an opportunity to continue that transition. And I want to thank them for that, as well as the Hilton Foundation that provided money for wraparound services, supports to help the extraordinary staff here and others provide mental health and other important supports to address the underlying reason so many people out in the streets and sidewalks in the first place. I'll close, and forgive me, I extending a long-winded point of personal privilege, as it were. Tomorrow, I'll be celebrating Veterans Day. A little bit about my grandfather, who was a prisoner of war, Arthur Menzies. He spent years and years as a prisoner of war, marched in Corregidor, fought side by side in Philippines, World War II, to defend our freedoms and our democracy. And his story, and I won't belabor it, is a story that can be told over and over again. While he didn't suffer the physical wounds of war, it was the invisible wounds of war that took his life. He took his own life after returning back from that experience overseas. And it's a reminder to all of us that it's often not what we see that is the real issue. It's what lies underneath. And let us be sensitive to those struggles, seen and unseen. And let us meet people where they are, and let us provide the kind of respect in substance that we do rhetorically when men and women are in uniform, when they come back and no longer wear that uniform, but often wear those wounds associated with their service. And so I'm very proud of this VA that made possible that opportunity to make a small but demonstrable impact on the lives of many men and women that sacrificed so much for each and every one of us. So that's what brings us here today. So thank you all. We will be celebrating tomorrow, Veterans Day, and I hope we all reflect, take time, and pause on our responsibility to do more and do better to serve those that protected and served us. Thank you all very much.